Howdy! Welcome back to the Korean Cowboys podcast.
Yes, yes, yes.
Excuse me, that's my thing.
What?
Yes, yes, yes is my thing. What are you doing?
It's my thing. No.
Wow, yes. What a start to this episode, huh?
Yes, everyone. Welcome back to episode 4 of the Korean Cowboys podcast. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're here. And we're ready to talk.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just say this. Yes, we know that we have some takes that not everybody liked on what we talked about, right?
Right.
You know, some people felt a certain kind of way about what we said. And we kind of wanted to address it, talk about it a little bit, and also remind everybody that's watching and or listening about what our podcast is meant to be. You understand?
Right.
So let me just say this. Yes, some of our takes might be unliked.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in a lot of ways, it was some of the things that were said were very inappropriate.
What we said?
No, what were said? What was said to us?
Oh,
I don't know if
yeah.
you got DMs or tweets or stuff. You know, attacking character,
right?
Attacking morals that we might have,
right?
And putting everything that people think about us into that bubble,
right?
Yeah. So, kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to reiterate the fact that everything that we have said up until now, mm-hmm. we've said they are our personal opinions. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I don't think one should be attacked for, you know, their own personal opinions. It's not like we attack, you know, our viewers for having a certain point of view. You know what I mean? Everyone's different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is kind of something that I've actually thought about, like how to approach talking about it. Right.
Right.
And, you know, for example, there's certain comments that really kind of seemed out of care, out of place. Mm-hmm. And one of the big ones that I really, really don't like hearing, because I don't find it to be accurate at all, is that you and I, on any particular topic that we talk about, we're called uninformed mm-hmm. or uneducated on a certain thing that we're talking about, right?
Right.
Now, I don't think that's fair because no one knows that we are uninformed or uneducated on anything. Right. It is simply ignorant to assume that.
Right. We're also not an educational podcast. We're not going to get into like, you know, like the nitty gritty of like the topics that we're talking about. But you guys just can't assume that we're uninformed or misinformed or whatever. You know what I mean? Just because we have a certain take on a certain topic.
So yeah, that's the kind of one of the thing I wanted to say. So for example, you know, calling us uninformed or uneducated on a certain topic in that context, the way I see it is that we are uninformed or uneducated because we happen to think a certain way.
Yep.
That is not true. And I'll say this for myself. I won't speak for you. Mm-hmm. But I don't speak publicly about things that I don't know about.
Right.
Like if I'm unaware or if I'm uninformed or uneducated on something, right. I don't talk about it in a public manner like this.
Right.
Now, you know, I think that the good thing about having a podcast is that we can have
discourse.
You know, we can create a discourse, an ability to speak about a certain thing and have, you know, people debate us in a certain way. However, attacking our character or attacking what we stand for is not fair. Because I will say this, I say this for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that both of us stand for freedom to be who you want to be.
Right.
Freedom from the fear of being attacked or discriminated against because of how you live your life and right. what you do in your life. All races, creeds, colors, sexual orientations, everything. Everybody deserves to have happiness and everybody deserves to be able to live their life the way that they want.
Right.
We don't want anything bad to happen to anybody.
Right.
So, you know, you automatically assume that because we weren't even talking about that. We were talking about comedy, for example.
Right. For example, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have that take on comedy. Of course, I know about, you know, what happened with Dave Chappelle and all that. And I'm also not unaware of the plight of certain minority groups in the world.
Right.
I know we of course, you know about this,
right.
you know, but this happens to be us talking about comedy
right.
and attacking our character and, you know, kind of assuming that we're bad people because of the way that we think. You can be disappointed. You don't have to agree with us. You know, that's
right,
fine.
Let's say for like just the comedy part,
mm-hmm.
okay, you can disagree with us. You don't have to like Dave Chappelle. You don't have to watch his stuff, but don't tell us that we're wrong for watching and mm-hmm. liking his stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're different people.
Yeah.
We all have different personalities. We all have different takes on certain things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I just, you know, I kind of want to just cover this shortly, you know, and, you know, kind of talk about, you know, and see where you stood on it. Like, you know, I think you and I are both on the same page pretty much,
yeah.
but I can say this. we are not, we don't wish, we're not discriminatory to anybody. You know, we equal opportunity for everybody, you know, right. Equal opportunity, the right to freedoms, the right to free of discrimination and all of that.
Right.
Uh-huh. Of course. And to call us uninformed because we don't agree with a certain point of view is in itself, I think, the wrong take.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like very like contradictory because like mm-hmm. you're like, oh, your opinion's wrong, but yours is right.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's like, okay, this is the narrative.
We, yeah. Like we never said our opinion's right. We said these are our personal opinions. Mm-hmm. We've never said we were right.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you guys can't attack our characters, our moral values, blah, 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 just because we have a differing point of view from you guys. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah. And I look at it like this. So you see, everybody wants to say you're right to have you have the freedom to have your opinion, but your opinion's wrong. So fuck you. Like, that's basically what, you know, how this works.
Yeah. I mean, that's how, like, society, like, kind of works nowadays. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous, in my opinion. Like, another thing that, like that we got, I guess, attacked for was our take on, like, Ozempic and how people should work out.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it was taken out of context. Obviously, we know, we're not misinformed. We know that people have, there are people that have, you know, medical conditions or chemical imbalances that makes it harder for them to lose weight. Yes, mm-hmm. we're not blind to that. We're not dumb to that. What we were talking about was people that are normal, like, just normal, healthy, average people mm-hmm. that don't want to work out and take the medication instead. That's where we're saying, like, you should just get your ass on a treadmill and mm-hmm. stop taking the meds because mm-hmm. it leads to other problems. Like, someone wrote it in the comments, there's like a shortage of Ozempic for people who actually have diabetes
mm-hmm.
because people are taking that instead of working out when they're fully capable of doing it.
Right. And there was one comment concerning that I actually commented back on because I felt like it was interpreted in a way that I did not mean. And I was like, you know, for some reason, I don't know, it really got to me. I'm like, I mean, of course there's people that can't help that. You know what
obviously,
I mean?
Obviously, we understand, like, yeah, like, there are people who have chemical imbalances, people who take other meds that maybe make them, like, you know, gain weight. You mm-hmm. know, like, there's a plethora of, like, different, like, you know, like, issues and variables that go into that. We understand that. But what we're saying is, if you're capable of going to the gym and losing weight instead of taking, like, these meds that you don't need,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were saying. You should, you know, just maybe just go to the gym instead.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you need the help of medications and you have, you know, other, you know, underlying medical conditions, and of course, yeah, take the meds, obviously, if you need them, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But yeah. It's just, I feel like a lot of what we said, in particularly episode 2,
mm-hmm.
was taken out of context.
Two out of what? Four?
Two out of three.
Two out of four now.
Well, I guess four now.
But, yeah.
But, you know,
but
we're not attacking anyone. Yeah. You know what I mean? These are just our personal opinions.
Mm-hmm. So let's, I think we'll leave it, we'll keep it simple and we'll leave it at this, right? Aaron and I'm going to speak for you for a second because I know you agree with me. We don't stand for discrimination. We don't stand for violence against anybody. We don't discriminate against anybody for anything, okay? We want happiness for all, right? Also, I think that, you know, we also need to stress the fact that I don't think it's appropriate for us every time we say something that might be a little controversial that we'll go back and revisit it like we did today.
Right.
Because that's not how we're not going to be rehashing our podcast every other hour because, you know, some people don't necessarily like what we say. All we're going to say is leaving this is that our podcast is what?
I don't know. Our podcast is.
Okay. All I'm going to say.
I don't know where you're trying to go with that.
All I'm going to say is that our podcast is going to be reflective of our opinions and the way that we view the world and the current events that are happening in it and certain issues and topics.
Right.
You know, we're going to talk about the world. We're going to talk about things that we find interesting. And it's going to be a reflection of our opinions and right. our opinions only.
Right.
Not on the state and the state of where it stands in society and all of that. It's simply our opinions. And that's what it's going to be like going forward. So, you know, if you find that you don't want to listen to us because you don't necessarily agree with the way that we think about certain things, then that is your prerogative. You are allowed to not listen. You know, I'm not saying don't listen, but I'm saying if you find that you are very bothered by it, you know, and you feel uncomfortable, then that is fine.
Right. No, no one's forcing mm-hmm. you guys to stay on this video and watch the video. If you guys don't want to, you guys have that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we have the freedom to say what we want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys don't want to listen to us, I mean, that's up to you guys. You guys have that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We're always open for discourse, of course. Mm-hmm. If you guys leave us your comments, you know, like maybe sometimes we'll comment back or something, you know. But I just think people should be a little more, I don't want to say open-minded, But because I don't think anyone's like super close-minded in the comments either. But the thing is, you can't attack us for having personal opinions.
Right.
We're not attacking you guys for having personal opinions. Mm-hmm. That's totally wrong in my opinion. It's like very contradictory. So.
Mm-hmm. So everybody, basically, let's just keep an open mind while we talk, because you know this is we want to do this to talk about things that we want to talk about,
right?
And also to have other people listen to how other people perceive the world. That's the point of a podcast. That's like why we're allowed to talk like this. It's, you know, so and I can guarantee you that from now on, things are not going to be so somber as they are right now.
Yes, so, of course.
Going forward, let's just have fun with it. Just talk. Let's create a channel for discussion. That's what we're trying to do.
So that is our take on that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So going straight into another hot topic, veganism, animal rights, and PETA. Yeah, I know. I kind of wanted to visit this. I mean, what do you think about talking about this?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like a topic that a lot of people are talking about these days, veganism.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
So veganism is like what? Like just not eating foods that come from animals, not eating animals in general, or using products that come from animals, right?
Yeah. So basically, like, you know, food, obviously meat, any animal products, eggs, cheese, also animal like furs.
Like wool.
Fur, wool, anything like that. And also any products, cosmetics or otherwise, that were tested on animals.
Okay.
Any, basically anything that's touched an animal, you know, you kind of don't want to use it if you're a vegan.
Right.
Do you know any vegans?
Me personally, I don't think I know any vegans though. Personally, do you?
I know a couple of them, and really? I've actually tried vegan food too. I mean, it's not really that big here in Korea because you know in Korea people like to go out and eat meat. That's what we do.
Yeah,
you know. But I know a couple people. Most of the time, they tend to be foreigners. The ones that I know.
Yeah,
I don't know any Korean vegans.
I've never met a Korean vegan. Yeah,
but true. I do. Yeah, I mean. I'm not going to say that being a vegan is bad because that's, you know, you can live the way you want and eat what you want, right?
Of course.
But I need meat. Like, I need a steak. I need some samgyeopsal. I need burgers. I need all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not for me. But, you know.
I mean, I agree with you. Like, Joel knows, like, I like eating kogi, like meat.
Mm-hmm.
I like going to, like, Korean barbecues and, you know, like, grilling my own meat and, you know.
Having many a day, kogi with soju, let me tell you.
With some soju, you know what I mean? But
Lord have mercy.
I don't know because, like, I've read things here and there that say, like the human body wasn't made to just, like completely take out meat out of, like, the dietary, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Their diet. So, I mean, like, I'm not well informed on veganism. I'll be honest about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have read things where it's like scientifically proven where it's like humans are supposed to consume like meats. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's how the human body was made.
And that is because we are omnivores.
Yes.
Omnivores eat meat and vegetables. I like both. Vegetarians and vegans eat vegetables. Yeah. And carnivores, like the king of the jungle, the lion, they eat, you know, meat, right?
Only, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they got those three categories. I guess fungus kind of eat.
Mushroom?
Yeah, mushrooms kind of eat. They're not either any of the three, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what
fungus, I think they.
Fungi, I don't know what
they eat. Stuff from the atmosphere. I'm not sure. I'm uninformed of this. So, anyway.
And we'll admit if we're uninformed.
Yeah, I don't listen. But, you know, I have met a few vegans, and I kind of am at a conundrum a lot of the time when I know that someone in a group of people that we're hanging out with is a vegan, right?
Right.
Because, especially here in Korea. Like I said, we go out and eat meat, right?
Yeah.
And then you got one person that doesn't eat meat or any animal products.
Right.
And I don't know. It's an awkward spot to hit when you have a big group of people and then one person is a vegan and then you guys want to go eat kogi. What do you do in that situation? I'm not going to be like, oh, well, they got lettuce there. You can eat that. Like, you don't want to do that. That's kind of,
right.
You know, that's kind of messed up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you do? Do you try to find a vegan option when a big group of people want to eat meat but one person doesn't? What would you do?
If it was me personally, I probably just wouldn't invite the vegan person to begin with.
Okay. So like, well, they're already there. What are you going to do?
If they're already there.
You're not going to throw garlic and lettuce at them at the kogi.
No, I'm not going to do that. But, I mean, do vegans eat rice?
They do. Because it's not meat.
Eat some bibimbap or something. Bibimbap's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough one. But I do think that person should just maybe like, take the hit for like the rest of the group and maybe just go to the restaurant
you.
And like eat like bibimbap or something. There are options in Korea,
mm-hmm.
like especially within Korean cuisine where there's a lot of meals that don't necessarily have meat in it. You know what I mean?
The beauty of Korean food is there's tons and tons of vegetables.
Yeah.
So you can have bibimbap without the egg and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it was America, I'd be like, that's a tough one. You know what I mean?
I think it's harder here than America.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, there are more vegan options, I guess, in America.
Because first of all, vegan, organic, all that stuff is much bigger overseas, in the States than it is here. Here, people are kind of like, you know, whatever, they eat whatever. I don't know anybody that doesn't like to eat like
meat.
Kuo mongden koki, you know what I mean? Yeah, like everybody barbecue. Likes that.
It's, yeah.
You know.
It's also part of the culture here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a toughie. Like I said, I think I would just, if I was in a group of like, let's say 10 people and one person was like, I'm a vegan, I can't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else was like, oh, but let's eat kogi, like there are other options. That's probably what I told them. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you know, there might be bibimbap or like jjigae or, you know, mm-hmm. something like a soup or a stew that you can eat with mm-hmm. the rice.
I think I put it like this, because this happened to me recently, and I had to actually set up a dinner where there was a vegan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, man, I don't know what to do. I had a hard time finding a restaurant that wasn't 20 miles away near Gimpo Airport that had
like vegan options.
Straight up vegan food.
Yeah.
So, and everybody else kind of came from overseas. They were like hanging out, and they wanted to eat, you know, the traditional Korean experience.
Of course.
Woogie and all that. So, basically... Well, the dinner never actually happened, so I guess I got saved on that. But I jumped through hoops to find this stuff. Like, it was rough.
Yeah. I mean, I do see, like, vegan restaurants here and there in Korea.
No, they got some, yeah.
They got some, but...
Shindoshi, that's all.
Yeah.
You know.
But, like, the options are definitely more limited here mm-hmm. than they are, like, you know, in, like, Western countries.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And, you know, but I think a lot of vegan people... The particular vegan person that I met that time was very open-minded. Knew that, you know, you are the odd man out.
Right.
You know, so didn't press it too hard, which is okay. I'm glad with that. Now, if it was just one-on-one meal, right? Like, then I would probably just be like, all right, let's go have something that's vegan.
Of course.
If it's just two people, you know what I mean? But if it's a whole group of people, eh, I don't know. No, you can't, you know, it's...
Yeah. And also, like, vice versa. Like, if I was in, like, a big group of, like, 10 people and, like, I was odd man out, mm-hmm. I was the only one that ate meat, everyone's like, let's go eat some vegan food. I'd be like, okay, let's go eat vegan food. Like, whatever, like...
Yeah, like, you know how many times I ate with him and... He's like, I won't eat, like, freaking chuotong or some weird thing that has, like, fish in it. I like fish, but I don't like it when the whole head and the tail and all that stuff is in. I don't like that.
Why, dude?
It freaks me out. But you know what? If we're with a group of people, it's something which we usually are if we're eating that, then, you know what? I'll take the hit and I'll pick at it and I'll, like, you know, eat this and that. But, you know, I just, you know, you kind of power through. Now... I have met a vegan that is very, very obnoxiously pushy, which I wasn't friends with this girl, but like she was occasionally around.
Right.
And let me tell you now, this woman was insufferable with the pushiness. Like seriously.
Really?
Like we all be going out and eating and stuff. And then she'll bring up like how animals suffer in the farms and like how, you know, the slaughtering, you know, process is really dirty and how it's like, you know, it creates unnecessary suffering for the animals and blah blah blah, and goes on these big spiels. This person was a vomit. Honestly, like I was like, can you shut up and let me eat my steak while it's dripping blood? But like it was pretty bad. But you know, people like that, you know, it's like with anything, your opinions, you know, the way that you think, the way that you live, you know, don't be too pushy. You don't have to be too pushy about it. Like, don't rain in on my parade and my steak. Right. Like, I want to eat my steak in peace. Like, you know, I'm not paying, because, you know, steak in Korea is expensive, right? I'm not paying like $50 for a steak and I have to sit there listening to cows getting slaughtered on YouTube. Like, you know.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I think, like, you know, like, veganism, like, is obviously, like, an individual's choice, you know, their opinion. But, like Joel said, like, don't be, like, so pushy about that.
Yeah.
That's, like, kind of, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like being very pushy about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know.
Like, we understand, of course, like, the slaughtering process and stuff. Like, yeah, like, not all of it is clean. Not all of it is, you know, like, fair to the animal.
Being a vegan and, like, you know, living that lifestyle... is good. Not living that lifestyle is also good. That doesn't mean that we advocate for animal cruelty. There's no. We obviously, you know, you don't want to go and eat chickens that were like tortured and all this stuff. But, you know, I think that, you know, obviously killing them is part of what you have to do to get this meat. However, if I don't want to, I don't like to see or hear or like, you know, anything like that of regarding course. Animal cruelty. I don't stand for that. If I saw, for Gosun, for example, right? If I someone like hit her or something, you best to believe I throw these fisticuffs.
Yeah, if someone hit my dog.
That's my niece.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, like even recently I went to like an animal shelter to like help out and do some work. And like it just like made me, like I got so angry when I was there. Because like these dogs, like I felt so bad for like a lot of them. For all of them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some of them like just aren't in the best condition. Some of them like their stories, I was listening to them. I was like, dude, like some people are like real assholes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, see, when you go to the Korean countryside, a lot of people might not know this, but when you go to the Korean countryside, right, you'll see these dogs, and they're tied up in this tiny house. They're always outside. They never go inside, and they're just chained up. Their chains are about this long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, what, maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet long? That's it. They can barely move. I don't like seeing that. That really bothers me.
Yeah.
And, you know, whenever I see that, I'm like, I really wish there was a law in place that could fix this, because to me, that seems unnecessarily cruel.
Yeah, of course.
There's a lot of misplaced anger, too. You know what PETA is? People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So PETA, they're the ones that stand in front of fashion shows and throw paint on the models and, you know, do all kinds of crazy stuff like that, you know, which is super stupid. Meanwhile, the PETA facilities take in these dogs that don't have homes and euthanize them because they think it's more ethical to euthanize them than to keep them alive in unsavory conditions, which I think is ridiculous. So they eat a lot of flack for that, and they're really, really vocal.
Yeah.
And there's this funny ass video of a PETA person. So, you know, Lil Kim, who I'm a big fan of, you know, the rapper, she wears a lot of furs, you know, she's known for it. Like, what you got it going on? Anyway, so she went to something in New York City, and these two PETA dudes were running up on her.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all know about Lil Kim, but she's about that life.
Yeah, she hood.
She is hood.
Yep.
You know what I mean? She might be all sweet and stuff when you look at her now, but, you know, she's all, you know, she's very, you know, big celebrity, whatever.
She got them goons.
Mm, but you know what? She sent her goons to mess up Charlemagne the God when he was talking smack.
Yeah, I remember that.
Beat him up out in the middle of the streets of New York City.
Yep.
But so this PETA person was running up on Lil Kim, and the Lil Kim was like, She was like, what? Step up. You know, I wouldn't mess with anybody like that. You know what I mean? Nope. She's from the 90s, man. She knows what she's doing. But that's what PETA does. They run up on people. They throw paint on, you know, furs. They harass celebrities who wear, you know, fur or any animal products, you know.
Right.
They do all that kind of stuff. And meanwhile, they're euthanizing animals in their facilities, which is, you know, wrong, I think.
Yeah, that's like so, like, contradictory. Where's
it's the hypocrisy is real.
That's true.
These mother effers.
No, but I agree with you on your take on, like, PETA, like housing these dogs and just to euthanize them.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are, like, for, like, you guys are fighting for the lives of these animals, but then you're going to euthanize them right away because you think that's a better choice? Like, what? Like, that makes no sense to me.
Where's their choice? They don't want to be euthanized.
Yeah. You know? Who wants to be euthanized? That's crazy.
No thing wants to be euthanized. You know how it is.
Right.
That being said, about PETA pulling up and being about that life, which I am, let me say that I don't typically like to throw fisticuffs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't like to fight. Listen, let's be honest. Aaron and I, we've gotten in fistfights before.
I whooped his ass a couple of times.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was more like a beat down on my end. But, doing the beating.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but,
Stop. Anyways.
We should cover this one day because.
Oh, that's so funny.
One time I threw Aaron across the room. It was hilarious. But, anyway.
You say.
That being said. You know, you don't typically see this a lot in Korea, but you ever seen a fight, like, randomly, like, you know, when you're, like, driving down the street or walking around, like, you ever seen a fight? Or no, maybe not even in Korea, just in general.
Yeah, of course. Like, street fights, like you see them, like, happen, like, here and there, like, on the streets.
Okay.
Like, especially, like, they typically happen, like, I would say, like, later in the night when people are drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And you see, like, a lot of drunk people fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a lot.
Like, any circumstances where you would intervene in some sort of something like that?
Yeah, if it's okay. If it was just like two drunk people fighting, I'd just be like, okay, just like let them handle it or whatever. But if it was like a drunk person like harassing someone or vice versa, someone harassing someone, and like I could like see it's one sided, then I'd probably step in and be like, yo, like just chill out, like stop. You know what I mean?
What if the fight was between two people, and one person was already down and out, but he was like going, still wailing, still going.
Of course I would stop.
Like beating the hell out of this person.
Of course. If you see someone that's knocked out and a person's still hitting them, you need to stop it.
Right.
That could potentially lead to
death.
Like death. Yeah.
Brain damage.
Like brain damage, mm-hmm. permanent damage. Vegetable. To a person, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This reminds me of that one time where we're going to talk about this. I don't know if we ever talked about this on the podcast.
Where are we going with this? I don't know. Is this safe? What are you saying?
So there was this one time where me, Joel, and another friend of ours, we went out drinking one night.
I was going to talk about this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We went out drinking one night, and there's a table behind us consisted of two males and a female.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was me, my friend, and Joel. And then right behind me was a female, and then it was one of the guys, and then a guy on the other side of that table. And I don't know what was going on, but we could hear them arguing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
The guy and the girl that were sitting next to each other, they were arguing. And the next thing you know, this guy's like slapping her, punching her in the face, you know. And at first, me and my friend were all three of us were like, what is this guy doing? We need to stop him. And at first, we're like, you know what? It's none of our business. Like, maybe there's some altercation going on. We don't know what's going on, mm-hmm. right? And so we waited another minute or two, just to see what was going to happen. And I guess he kept hitting her, and Joel blew his shit up.
So that's the thing. I don't if I see something like that, I don't know if they were married or dating or whatever, but I don't like to see violence against women at all. Like, it drives me nuts. Like, I lose, I'm a very calm person. Right. Despite me being really loud and talkative, I'm very calm. I do not like to see that. I think that's the first time I've ever seen it in real life.
Yeah,
violence against a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
I lost my shit. I was furious at this dude.
Yeah, Joel stood up and he threw his chair and he was like, yeah!
He's like, I didn't say, yeah! I didn't say it like that. I was pissed. I started cursing this dude out, and then he was all shocked. He was like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. And so me and my other friend, we had to like intervene, and we're like, Joel, go over there. Like cool yourself down a little bit. We'll talk to this guy.
Yeah, I was like, yo, zate ni ngo
hodisa! Like, how can you put your hands on a woman? You know what I mean? Like,
I was pissed.
Yeah, I remember that.
And meanwhile, the end of this story is fucking weird.
Yeah, it was like a very bizarre situation. So I mm-hmm. guess me and my friend, we went up to the guy and we're like, what are you doing, dude? Like, don't put your hands on a woman. Like, we're right in front of you. Like, we're going to stop you. Like, what are you doing?
I was calming down in the corner because I was like so mad.
And this guy was like, oh, you know, like, I'm really, he was really apologetic. And me and mm-hmm. my friend were like, what are you, like, okay, we understand you're sorry for hitting the woman, but like, what's going on? And he was like, oh, this girl, like, you know, our friend, she's really drunk and she kept cussing at you guys. The thing is, we never caught on to that. We didn't know she was cussing at us.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he kept telling her to stop.
Right.
Like, stop. You're drunk. You're really drunk. And I guess she kept cussing, which is why I guess he got physical, which is not an excuse to get physical. You know, he shouldn't have done that.
You still never put your hands on a woman,
though. Yeah. He shouldn't mm-hmm. have done that in the first place. But he was like really apologetic. And then the girl, she was like really pissed drunk. She was mm-hmm. pissed drunk. She started going crazy all of a sudden. Starts cussing out everyone in the restaurant.
That was strange.
And then the restaurant, Emo, the owner of the restaurant, she came. She's like, what's going on? She sent off the two dudes from that table. Mm-hmm. She's like, you guys need to leave. Because I guess they were regulars and she knew them. So they left. And the Emo was telling the girl, you need to calm down or you need to leave. And this girl grabs a soju bottle, smashes it.
It was a mikju.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a chan or something. She, like a beer glass.
Yeah.
She smashes it on a table. Cuts herself all over the place. Her hands are
glass shards sticking out of her hands and stuff.
Like, bleeding, and she's, cussing everyone out, and she's trying to fight with, the restaurant owner. It was a mess.
Yeah, and I remember she had, the glass in her hands. It was, bleeding all over, and she held it up to the grandma that she owned the restaurant.
Yeah.
She held it up to her face, and you never mess with a Korean, an ajumma or grandma, because they will wreck you.
Yeah, yeah.
She was
She's get out of my restaurant. She said, pushing her out of the restaurant.
No, so the grandma was like, if you translate her, right? Remember, do you remember? She was like, I'm not going to say it in Korean, but she was like, you psycho bitch. And then she was like, get out. Blah, 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 blah. Look, I tried to be nice. And I tried to be that dude, right? The dude around the corner, you know what? And then it turns out she was a psychopath. So I don't know what happened, but.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, she didn't deserve to get hit by the dude. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
No, but you should never do that.
But she was instigating, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess she was cussing towards us. I had no idea.
I didn't know.
Because we were drinking and talking amongst ourselves. We had no idea what was going on.
Please. We were three or four in already at that point. We didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah. But, That was a very interesting night.
Yeah. So
the emo, the restaurant owner, ended up kicking the girl out.
Yeah.
And then we ended up like, you know, drinking a little, and then we helped her clean up the restaurant a little bit.
All
then,
the blood.
Yeah. We helped her clean up the blood and stuff.
We ended up becoming like regulars at that place. Yeah. we went there a lot.
She loved us. I don't think that place is still open.
But, I know.
Yeah.
Man, I hope she's living her best life. Shout out to you. What was it called?
It was a Kumine. Yeah.
Kumine.
Yeah.
It was shout out.
It was like a pocha.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah. It was very fun.
So basically, otherwise, unless you have like really extenuating circumstances, I'm just gonna mind my business from now on. I don't know what the hell was going on. So mind your business, because otherwise, you might end up 6 feet under.
Yeah. I mean, like also, like if you see a fight, like you never know what the situation is, and also you never know what type of like weapons these people might be carrying.
Oh yeah,
especially in the States. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, in the States, forget about it.
Yeah, like a gun, a knife. Like you don't know what people are holding on them these days. Like
if they're strapped.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Okay, because he's about that life.
What do you
mean? Get the strap. Yeah, no.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
bro?
In the States, I'd be walking by. You know, I see a fight. I'd be like, what fight? I don't see anything. I'm out of here. No, yeah. You know.
But there are like certain instances where I think I would step in like, you know, stop like an altercation.
I mean, if someone's getting like, they get beat the F up, then I'll like step in. Or if like, you know,
no, like obviously a woman, like obviously like just having no altercations is obviously the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like no one should like physically fight with, you know,
not everything can be solved by walking in and be like, how was your day? Let's talk about what's bothering you. That's not going to work. You know what I mean?
I mean, I do like realize that in some situations, like physical altercations are inevitable, but if you can't avoid it, just avoid it altogether.
Yeah. Basically when you're roommates, that's what happens.
Unless, you know, you want to get your ass whooped. You know what I
ding,
mean?
Ding, ding, ding. Round one. It ended after round one. Anyway, we'll leave that end of that story to your imagination. No, let me just say, yeah, whatever. I had to dust these off and clean up a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up.
Okay. All right. So that is basically what's going on here. Now let's get to them viral issues, because I found some fun stuff today. So take it away.
Here we go.
Here we go. Whatever.
Here we go. I'm going to do this every week. Here we go.
I'm trying to normal guy here, man.
Here we go.
God damn. All right.
Let's go on to the viral vids.
Ta-da! And like magic, my laptop has appeared.
Here we go.
Here we are. All right. So basically, you know the drill. I bring some viral videos so that I get Aaron to look at and see, and then we can talk about it, because Lord child, you know we have stuff to say today. So basically, we're going to start with the first video here. Get ready.
Let's see it.
All right. I don't know if you've seen this, but just watch.
What is this?
Pizza dough! Pizza sauce! Mozzarella!
Jesus.
Pepperoni! Perfect!
Now, why? I don't... Have you ever seen someone more punchable? I know we just talked about, like, you know, fighting, but this dude. So, do you know what this is?
No, what is it, like a TikTok or something?
So, there's this genre, this niche weird genre of TikTokers. It's called food wastage.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it seems like a huge waste of food.
Yeah, so basically they do, he's not the only one, there's a couple of them. He's a total ass, but all of them are. Basically, they do this, like, they'll have, like, 10 boxes of cereal in a giant receptacle, and then they put like cartons and cartons of milk, and then they'll like eat a bite and then spill it all on the floor or stuff like that. Like for clicks and views, right? What do you think?
That's a huge, like, honestly, I was watching like a pizza sauce and like how much cheese and pepperoni.
Pizza sauce! Mozzarella!
I was thinking about it, like, I could have made like 4 or 5 pizzas with that. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't, listen, I think that this is a big, 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 reflection on what short form media like TikTok can be, which is bad. It's, you do whatever you gotta do to get your clicks, to get your views, to get your attention, right? That's what they want.
Yeah. I don't know how this is entertaining to people.
It's not entertaining. It's entertaining for, like, you know, teeny boppers that are like, oh, he just wasted like a gallon of pizza sauce. Like, ha, funny. It's not funny at all. And, you know, I don't even, like, honestly, I was so much debating so much if I even wanted to give this person a platform to even, I don't even want to give him that,
right?
But it just pissed, basically the pissed off version of me won over the logical side of me.
Yeah, that's annoying. Like, ugh. Mm-hmm. Like, I just hate that, like, social media has, like, come down to, like, content like this. You know? Yeah. It makes no sense. Like, why would you waste... Number one, why would you waste food?
Yeah, that's... He's obviously young, because when you're grown... And you have to go grocery shopping
and you're paying them bills. Yeah.
Listen, when you're grown, you don't ever do stuff like this. So I'm sure he'll learn one day. Although this particular video had 50 million views on it. So
I mean, he's probably made a lot of money off of this video. Oh, but
God. You know what? I don't know. Definitely a problem, I think.
That's a whole weird genre, food wasters.
Like I said, people will find a niche that's shocking. For example, I think personally that he should have... Actually, I'm not even going to say it. You know what? I'm going to hold my tongue. Like, I know that we said we're going to be raw and uncut, but, like, I'm not trying to be hateful. You know, but you can stick it where the sun don't shine. Yeah, this is ridiculous. And it's a big reflection, you see, of where society is now. Everybody wants attention. Everybody wants to get 50 million views for wasting a whole shit ton of pizza stuff.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, honestly, like, it just seems like a lot of, like tomfoolery to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it just...
Wait, old man. What is this tomfoolery?
Yeah, it just seems like it just seems like stupid in my opinion. Like, what is that? Like, what are you trying to do? Yeah.
Do it for the memes. You know, that's what they do.
That's why I hate social media. Social media needs to disappear, dude.
Mm, I don't know. America's talking about banning TikTok. Let's see what happens there.
Ooh, I don't think they're gonna be able to ban it completely.
I mean, you could always download the APKs. Look, see, I know what I'm saying. You can download the APKs, which you don't have to get through the App Store. But most teeny boppers aren't going to know how to do that.
But the internet, you know, they can find out on Google.
They'll look at funny food wastage compilations on YouTube. And then they'll, like, do it on there. I don't know. But, that would be really interesting to talk about.
What?
Should TikTok be banned? Is it infringing on the rights of the Americans? Maybe not.
We'll discuss that maybe in later episodes. It'll be an interesting topic. I mean, let's wait to see if it gets banned or not.
I'm not going to say that I think it should because we have a TikTok account. So, of course, we should be able to use it. But if you want to ask me personally, leave a message down below what I really think. Anyway, yeah. Food wastage. Can we mosaic this?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So bad.
Basically, and he does that. I don't even think he's like from whatever, like Italian or whatever accent that is.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, we're going to move on to the second one because if I look at this any longer, my eyes are going to explode. So here we go. Number two. I think we've seen this. Do we know what this is?
I don't know. I got to watch it.
The absolute madness. Welcome to Bay Street, Oakland, California.
Oakland? Oh, God.
You see this? This is pathetic. I mean, this is kind of an older video, but this is happening a lot in the States.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos like this recently. What is this guy doing? Where's this kid? Where's the security?
Well, you must not know about this. Let me school you in a minute.
Jesus. What is this guy doing?
Shove him in his pants. Look at this. Walks right past a cop car.
Oh my God.
The guy can barely walk. He's got like 50 phones in his, you know.
That's crazy. But, so, okay, educate me. Like,
Basically, I actually had to have this explained to me last time I went to the States. So, in some places in the States, people that are like security guards or people that are there for theft prevention cannot legally put your hands on someone that is stealing product.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I read about this. Yeah.
So this is a big, big problem in a lot of cities because theft prevention, you know, and security officers are not allowed to touch people that are stealing stuff because if the person that is stealing does something to hurt and or injure and or maim and or incapacitate.
Right.
You know, the worker,
right.
Then the company that is being stolen from, for example, if it's Walgreens, they're legally responsible for that person's condition. You see what I'm saying?
And so these companies are just saying, don't touch these.
So they're saying, don't touch it. Let it happen. Let the police sort it out. Now, there's so many of these that the police cannot do much. So what happens is, for example, they'll steal, it's really bad at Walgreens because, you know, Walgreens has lots of like, you know, cosmetics and stuff like that that can be sold for, you know, a big amount of money. They go and they sell them to like these street vendors or bodegas.
Right.
And they resell it for a higher price.
Right.
So basically, it's become like almost, you know, free money.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
I think it's ridiculous because I don't recall this ever happening before when I was living there. I don't recall mass theft because like, what they do is they do these theft parties. Like you get like 15 people and they'll all run into a store, clean it out, and they can't do anything.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I think it's ridiculous. It's a law that, you know, it's this kind of a recent thing, I guess, but...
That's crazy, because, like, back in the day, like, I feel like security guards would have, like physically apprehended, like,
yeah, you can't
the thieves.
Do that now.
That's crazy.
I think the police can. I think they can.
Then why do you have a security guard?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, it's very strange. This has become a big, big problem, and companies like Walgreens and CVS and like other, and I think some Walmarts and stuff like that, they're pulling out of certain areas that are very, you know,
like high
crime rates because they're just losing too much.
Yeah.
And you know, places like Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, they used to make up for lack of sales for whatever reason with 24-hour service.
Right.
But after COVID, 24 hours is no longer being done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just never kind of never went back to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, basically, some of these places are just having such huge losses
right.
that this is all that they can do. Like, they have to pull out.
That's crazy.
The absolute madness. It's ridiculous.
Like, if someone, like, was trying to steal, like, my belongings in front of me, I would physically apprehend the person, like...
Oh, yeah!
Like, crazy!
I mean, yeah, I mean, if they were stealing from me personally, but if I was a business owner... Like sometimes you see business, like these, they try this on small businesses and then like some of these small businesses, because I think the way that it works is different because it's not a chain. Yeah. Like they'll straight up pull out a shotgun on you and then they'll, you know what I mean? Then they'll run away.
Yeah. And then like, it's crazy because like there's a cop car in that video, just like in front of the store, just not doing anything. What?
Basically like, you know, like.
Was that negligence?
I know there's some places that are really, really affected that was really bad. I think it was San Francisco. They said it's really bad there. You know, this is happening in a lot of cities now and it's. I think it's ridiculous, and it shows a complete lack of control of crime. It's out of control, you know?
Crime is out of control in the States, like, obviously, you know? It also, like, just kind of goes to show you, like, that's... I'm telling you, the States is, like, going down, like, in, like, a very bad path. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so weird.
Mm-mm. I saw a theft prevention guy when I went to the, what is it? Something Coat Factory in the States. Wellington Coat Factory, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I went there and I saw the theft prevention guy and he was just standing there on his phone, like not looking because he knows he can't do anything anyway when I was leaving. I was like, theoretically, I didn't do this, but I was like, theoretically, I could just steal whatever I wanted and he wouldn't even, probably wouldn't even know, but like he couldn't do anything anyway.
I feel like there is like negligence does have something to do, like it has a part to do with, you know, like all these like crime rates going up, but also the crime rate is so high, it's just the police force can't keep up with like all the crimes that are happening in America. And I think it's a huge issue that's going on like nowadays. Yeah. Like it just reminds me like, I don't know why it reminded me that like, when I went to like El Salvador in like 20, like
that's 30, a whole different can 13, of worms. 14,
every store I went to had like two dudes with like shotguns just standing out in the front.
Mm-mm.
I was like, this is a little excessive. Like,
honestly, I don't know. I wouldn't want to go into a store that had people standing outside with guns.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Unless you're a cop. I don't know.
But I mean, these bigger companies, I understand, like, yeah, like, if, like, the worker, like, does get hurt or whatever, like, you have to take care of them. But, like, it's also you're hiring this person to do a certain job.
It's legal red tape.
Yeah.
You know, your hands are tied because the judicial system is so convoluted and confusing in the States. And you have to jump through hoops to do anything legally there. I mean, you know, it's the state of the world that Aaron and I don't live in, but some people do.
I disagree with the whole like don't put your hands on like a thief or whatever, like physically apprehend them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why even have security guards? Like, what's the point?
Yeah, why even have security guards if they're not going to do anything except say stop, you know, like
Now the silver lining to this particular video though is that Apple products, if they're stolen off the rack like that, because you know they're connected, no, they don't work.
Oh really?
They're unusable.
Oh, the ones that are on display.
So Mr. Genius Boy, who stole all of those phones, it must have been I'd say $50,000 worth of phones.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
iPhones are expensive.
From what I know and from what I heard reading the comments on that was that the phones have this thing, the display phones have this thing where like if you steal it, because it has the wire attached whatever, like if that happens, then they can do something to like completely kill it. You know what I mean? So you can't use it at all. So,
dumbass.
But by that point, he might have already sold it to a bodega who didn't know it was stolen from the rack. But
yeah,
I mean, listen, do better because this is pathetic. You know what I mean?
Like Jesus.
Mm-mm. Anyway, So yeah, I mean, you might think that's news, but this video is a little bit older. But now we're going to move on to the news because I got things to say. Don't right. you?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Take us away.
Here we go. This is my favorite part. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I do the news off of my phone now because I'm not trying to arch my back down there to look at that. So let me find it.
Yes, take
Where
your time.
Where is it? I am so lost.
Take your time, Joe boy.
Okay, here we are. All right, so these are a little bit more lighthearted. No theft, no craziness. But we might be throwing a little shade, you know.
Okay, let's
Here we go. Let's Sugar see. Daddy boyfriend, 70, gave me 80,000 euro credit limit credit card, but I'm not a gold digger. Let me read that again.
Yeah, what?
Sugar daddy boyfriend, 70, gave me an 80,000 euro limit credit card, but I'm not a gold digger, says her. Okay, let me read this. A woman has opened up about what it was like to date a man 43 years her senior and why she now believes women should only date older men. Chloe Armour? First realized she was into silver foxes. You know what that is?
Yes.
Okay. Silver foxes in her 20s, but it took her a few years before she decided to go for more mature men who made her feel safe. Now, 32, the model who recently hit the headlines after sharing her long list of must-haves for any budding suitor is all about the older gentlemen. So this is basically everything that a man needs to date her model self. Now Chloe, who has 2.1 million followers on Instagram, wants other women to know about the benefits that come from having a senior lover, including financial stability and wisdom. The relations are pretty good, apparently, also, she says. Okay. She has previously revealed that she won't consider dating a man who earns less than $206,000 a year. Coco stresses that she's not a gold digger, but admits that her older lovers have bought her diamond rings, fine jewelry, designer handbags, and shoes. One even took her on a private jet for just the two of us. Bitch, you're a gold digger. What do you mean?
That's definitely gold
digger. $206,000 plus you want all the diamond jewelry and all of that. You're a gold digger.
That's crazy, man. Like, and the thing for me is it's always, okay, what do you bring to the table?
Like, she brings her model self. What do you mean?
I saw something where someone was like, you want a high value man, but what kind of value do you bring to the table? You know what I mean? And it just seems like she just kind of wants like the money and the goods from like these older men. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? These silver foxes. I'm going to be a silver fox in like 30 years, but...
30 years? That's too early to be a silver fox.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'll be like in my 60s.
No, you got to be... maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to be a silver fox.
You're aging like milk, man, so I mean...
Yeah, my ass. Shut up.
Soon. I don't know. But,
Girl, that's gold digging. What are you talking about?
Girl, that's gold digging. Did you hear that? Oh, my God. I like that. That was funny. That was hilarious.
Shut up.
But let me say this. That's fine. If you want to date up, that's fine. If you want to go into a relationship for whatever reason, that's fine. Your reason doesn't matter. If you're free to be in a relationship with whoever you want, no one cares. But do not say that you're not a gold digger, that you're not in it for that. Although I think that she went to news outlets just to say this, simply because she wanted attention, because she is an Instagrammer with 2.1 million followers.
Right.
Once again, here we are on the social media aspect of getting attention.
Right.
You're a gold digger through and through. I don't know what you want to hear.
40-something year age difference, age gap.
Yeah.
And she's just getting, like, financial, like she's getting monetary. Mm-hmm. Like, she's getting money from this.
She's a sugar baby. He's the sugar daddy.
That's crazy.
I mean, listen, they might love each other. I'm not saying they're not.
Who knows? Maybe they might really in love, but it just doesn't seem like
that. I mean, Hugh Hefner had, like, 3 girlfriends, and they were all, like, half a century younger than him. Yeah. Honestly.
I mean,
and they were all over the news and stuff all the time. But, you know, listen, it could be, you know, I'm not saying it's not real, but
it could be real love. I mean, we don't know.
But you didn't go in that relationship because you didn't want something, because first of all, she has her list of demands.
Right. Her list of demands is like crazy to me. Jesus.
I could date someone that has no money. I could date someone that has a lot of money. I don't really care. Like, you know what I mean? If you're right with me. Then, you know, then whatever. I don't really care. I don't have conditions.
Yeah.
Anyway, moral of the story, love who you want. Get what you want out of a relationship. Who cares? It's your business. But don't pretend you're not a gold digger. Okay?
Yeah, I have some gold digging.
Listen, do you, do you, girl, listen. You get that check. Whatever you need to do, man, if that's what you want in life. I mean, that's all you do, all that. I don't care. No one cares.
That's crazy.
Apparently we care, though, because we're talking about it, but whatever. All right, to our next one. Woman dumbfounded after plumber boyfriend steals her toilet after a breakup. I love it. Okay,
that's
a woman,
so fucking petty.
A woman doesn't know whether to laugh or cry after her plumber boyfriend stole her toilet following their breakup. She decided to end things with her boyfriend because he doesn't pay his way and refuses to tip service staff. Whoa. Do better, bro.
Yeah.
Both traits she doesn't want in a long-term partner. I wouldn't either. Yeah. Shortly after the breakup, she went to lie down in her bedroom while he packed his bags to leave their shared house, but she ended up falling asleep while he collected his belongings. And when she woke up, she discovered that her toilet was missing. She, without a toilet in her house, was forced to run to the Taco Bell across the street every time she needed to go to the bathroom. But thankfully for her, she managed to get in touch with another plumber, and now she has a brand new toilet to go on. Maybe she'll date him too. She got a thing for plumbers, but I love it. I love the petty.
That shit is so petty, dude.
Because I can be really petty, and I know you can be petty.
What are you talking
but
about?
We're not gonna go down that road.
Yeah. Okay. My ass. Oh, anyways.
Yeah. Anyways. yeah.
That's
so
petty ass shit.
I like that. I mean, most people might steal, like, you know, toaster oven or something that they bought. Now they're like, I want it back. Or, you know, if they're real bad, they might steal your car, but your toilet.
This guy stuck to his guns, stuck to his profession.
Listen, he knows how to hit him where it hurts, because I don't want to be running to Taco Bell to go to the bathroom every day. Oh, you seen Taco Bell bathroom before?
God,
Lord
damn.
Have mercy.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, Taco Bell gives you bubble guts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Ain't no one trying to use some toilets.
Yeah, I aspire to be that level of petty. Although he doesn't tip, which is really, really, really terrible.
That's a dick move.
Yeah, don't be an ass. Tip, you know. I think she dodged the bullet.
Yeah.
And she got a new toilet.
Yeah. I mean, she dodged a bullet because this guy's not paying tips. Like, he's an asshole, obviously, right? Yeah. And so also something like he doesn't like to pay or something like that.
Yeah, he doesn't pay his way.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't, like, he's living off her dime, essentially.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you're not missing too much, homegirl.
Yeah. You dodged a bullet on that one.
However, that man, what is he going to do with a toilet? I think that's disgusting. Like, what do you do? Install it in your house?
Clean it and maybe sell it? I don't know.
Ugh.
Is there like a black market for, like, toilets?
Well, on Facebook Marketplace, selling used toilet. Ew. That's disgusting.
Include stains.
Listen, we don't talk about bodily functions like that on this show, but
yeah.
Toilets, not an item that you can resell. I think the resale value on toilets is probably pretty low.
Damn, that is like the most petty shit I've heard.
But I like that, because I feel like I would, I'm not necessarily in a relationship, but I can be petty. I can be, and I enjoy it too. I'm a kind of a masochist in that sense. Like, if someone wrongs me, I will be petty AF, and yep. I care not what they think about me, you know?
Yep.
But I mean, enjoy a petty story.
Well, girl, you dodged a bullet, so congrats on that.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll find someone who will pay for their own shit.
She found another plumber. Maybe she'll date him too.
Maybe. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. That is the news.
That is the news, and that is the show today. I know it was kind of a all over the kind of place emotionally thing. We laughed, we cried, and we talked a lot.
Yes.
But it had to be said, and that, you know, going forward, the show will be happy.
Yes.
And funny. Because yes. That's what we like to do. We don't like to be serious here, you know.
Yeah. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, mm-hmm. Make sure to give us a thumbs up, mm-hmm. like the video, leave us a comment. If you guys didn't like it, leave us a comment as well.
Yeah.
We're open for discourse, like we said.
Yeah. We want to create a platform.
Just don't attack us, because we're not attacking anyone either.
Exactly. For all right? to speak. And don't send me DMs talking about how I'm a terrible person because of whatever I said, you know, because I did get some of those. And anyway, it's all love, peace and love, peace and love on the Korean Cowboys.
peace and love.
Yeah. We got no time for hate around here.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week with another episode of the Korean Cowboys podcast. Make sure to subscribe to our channel if you haven't.
And click the like button.
Yes, sir. And leave us a comment.
We don't have a Patreon, so you don't have to go there. But
yeah, we don't have a Patreon, so you guys have to do that.
Yeah.
We might, though, in the future make a clips page.
Yes.
We might have made it already. Who knows?
Who knows?
Because we realize an hour is a lot of time to, mm-hmm. you know, devote to one video. So mm-hmm. we might have a clips page, like 10-minute, like, you know, clips here and there.
Yeah.
If you guys want. So, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens.
We're
an evolving creature. We're like fish to man, you know. We're somewhere in the middle right now. We're getting there. You seen that picture of the fish that crawls up on the land and eventually becomes a human? Yeah, we're like that. But we're somewhere in the middle.
It's crazy.
But we'll become human soon. You see?
Jesus. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah. Have a good week. Everyone stay healthy, stay happy, and stay...
Stay hoo-rying. Not hoo-rying.
Hoo-rying?
Yahooing. What is that thing?
Yee-hawing.
Yee-hawing.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Yee-haw. I didn't drink anything before this podcast. I swear.
Crazy, man.